Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 13, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah wants to understand how a person is liable for the malacha of tzad, of trapping. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatzad sipar lemigdal utzvi labayas chayav, a person who traps a bird by chasing it into a closet, or traps a deer by chasing it into a house, is going to be liable for the malacha of trapping, because the bird can't get out of the closet, a deer can't get out of the house. Also, in all these cases, you trap the bird in there, you close the door, you are going to be liable. But the chachamim say, tzipor lemigdal, and when it comes to a bird, it's true that it's not liable unless it's chased into a closet. But this is, this is dafka, not the larger house, because if it was trapped in the house, the understanding is that it could fly out of a window. But in a closet, everyone agrees that you are liable. Utzvi legina luchatzer. But when it comes to the case of a deer, one is liable even for chasing the deer into a garden or a courtyard or a pen or another unroofed enclosure, because according to the Chachamim, a deer will be trapped even in these places, because even though it probably technically could come out, it won't come out. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo kol habevarin shavin, not all pens are going to be considered the same. Zehaklal, this is the rule, mechusar tzidah patr, of a person chases an animal into a pen where it is lacking trapping, meaning even after the animal is in the pen, seizing it would be difficult, so then he'll be patur, he'll be exempt, because it's not considered trapping. But if he chases it into a pen where it doesn't lack further trapping, meaning that he can easily seize it there, so he will be liable, because that is clearly enough for it to be considered trapped. Mishnah Vav. If a deer enters a house by itself and it's not chased, and you then lock the door in front of it to trap it, he is liable in that case. But if two people lock the door together, then they're both exempt, because neither perform the entire malacha on their own. But let's say it's one of these like intense safes that needs like two people to turn it, like you see in the movies. One person can't lock the door by himself, and two people locked it together, so chayav, and they're both be liable, because in this case, each is viewed as if they did the entire malacha on their own. Rabbi Shimon puter, but Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're exempt, you're puter, because the reality is that neither of these people did the entire malacha. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.